Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Homer Electric Association crews are working on several projects on Kalifornsky Beach Road involving the lines and the power poles. Homer Electric Association's Director of Member Relations, Carrie-Anne Baker, told KSRM crews are doing line replacement and moving the poles.
So that particular line on Key Beach Road, it's fed from our Billy Thompson substation. So sometimes, for all sorts of reasons, we'll take Billy Thompson offline. Some is for maintenance. And what happens is we feed the line. Well, when we take that line from Billy Thompson and we feed it from a different substation, it's causing some voltage issues. So it's not the best use of that line. So our engineers went back and looked at it and thought, well, how do we get this to run better and more efficiently? We know it's not accommodating what we need it to do. So they did a design project where they decided they're going to replace that line with a larger line that can be accommodated not just from the Billy Thompson substation, but from other substations as well.
At the same time, HEA crews determined to move those electricity poles back.
If we're going to do this work, we know DOT may someday in the future want to expand the road. They've made no indication to us. There have been no discussions about it. We're not aware of any plans. HEA, when it designs things, just thinks, let's think how to save the most money in a given set of circumstances. So we went ahead and decided if we're going to replace the line with a bigger line for technical reasons, why wouldn't we do the work to pull the poles a little bit further? That way, in the future, if someone comes along and says we're expanding the road, we're not bearing the same cost twice.
Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce announced he'll resign from office to focus on running for governor of Alaska. This news comes after his campaign finished in the top four vote-getters in the regular primary, where the four automatically advanced to the general election in November, which will be determined through ranked choice voting. Pierce had previously committed to stepping down after the August primary. Mayor Pierce's resignation will become effective 5 p.m. Friday, September the 30th.
This morning I announced that I would be resigning my duties as mayor so that I could go run the gubernatorial race. It's hard to do both jobs at the, simultaneously, and to do justice, I think, and to be fair to the process, I need to go and run the campaign that I claimed I would do this if I met the requirements to become the final four. We find ourselves in the final four. We're excited about that, and to do justice of that and to give consideration to all sides concerned, we need to go and run. We need to go run this race.
Pierce talks through the process of the Kenai Peninsula Borough replacing him.
I think they've got a month to put some things in process, and that would be to temporarily appoint an individual to take care of the day-to-day needs of the mayor, and then to prepare for a special election. I think code calls for, if there's a year, and there is a year left in my term, and if there's a year or more, then you have a special election. So I suspect that's where we're going to go, and I want to certainly help in that process and making sure that there's a smooth transition.
Pierce also tells KSRM Sound Off if this was a decision made recently given the result of the regular primary election.
No, we had been declaring this early. I think that there was several months ago I made notice to the assembly that this very thing could happen if we made the final four. And so my campaign team, long before we made the final four, was trying to encourage me to drop and go run. My responsibility as a mayor came first and foremost, and so I made the decision to stick it out, see if we made it to the final four, which we have, and my team is ready to go and run now.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.